Good morning, family and friends. Alamo, United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. So glad we're all here today. And we pray that all that goes well with our service. Praise to the Lord for His holiness. I am reading from Psalm 99 from the New King James Bible. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all peoples. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. He is holy. The Lord, the King's strength, also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance He gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. Though You took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord your God and worship Him on His high holy hill, for the Lord our God is worshiped. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, well, good morning to everyone. So good to be here. It's so good to see everyone here this morning. At this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. How great and how wonderful You are, Almighty, and how wonderful, Lord. How You bless us, Jesus. How You give us life. You give us purpose. You give us hope. You give us family. You give us friends. You give us job, and You give us money. We give thanks to You, Lord. But most of all, Lord, we thank You for Your blessed Son, Jesus, our Savior, our hope. And help us always to remember to lean and trust Him and ask Him to guide us. We ask now, Lord, that You would have mercy on us this morning and be with us in our service. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I was going to sing this song this morning, but I'll change my mind. All right, I'm gonna let that pass this time, okay? But you're not gonna get away next time, all right? But I want to say welcome to everyone, and I want to say welcome to those who are visiting with us for the first time. And John, I'm terrible with memories, with remembering names, so I have to write things down now. I know all you folks, you got great, great memories. We just want to welcome it's Timothy and Monica, last name Lay. We want to welcome the parents of the children of Pharaoh. Is it Zachary, Bella, and Jackson? Who's Jackson? Okay, all right. That name sounds to me. I said that. I know somebody else named Jackson also. Anyway, we want to welcome you to our church this morning. Amen. And congregation, during passing of the peace, we want you to make sure you make them feel welcome. All right? Wave at them. Say hello, welcome to our church, or whatever you need to do. Amen. All right. At this time, let us all stand and let us pass the peace each other. Okay. I didn't. Confirmation. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. I remember. Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. My mic's on and I'm just, but that's okay. I ain't saying nothing that's not appropriate. All right. Mateo. We want you to welcome Mateo also. And while we're in, you can sit down. You got me in the mood now. Yeah. You got me in the mood. Here's I'm going to do a John Austin on you real quick. All right. Here's Kathy. She's here this morning. We're so glad to see her. Amen. Amen. And we want to welcome David and Mercy back from that wonderful vacation in the Philippines. All right. And there's Norma in the back. All right. And look over there in the corner. Oh, my goodness. There's Mr. Dennis. He's over there. Don Dennis. It's good to see him back again. And there's that little bitty pretty one who's just growing up. Look at her. There she is also. Welcome to everybody. Let me go up here because I'll be out here all day welcoming people. Yeah. Okay. Jafon?
Good morning, church. Let us pray. My transfigured Lord, you promised suffering and death to all who follow you, but you also promised the hope that awaits those who endure. Grant me the grace to endure every cross in life, uniting my sufferings with yours, so that I may one day partake in the glory of eternal life in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Ma'ayan kung tag. That means good morning in Visayan. All right, so how's everybody doing? All right.
If you are going to come by Wednesday during the daytime for Ash Wednesday, I would please, it would help me out a lot if you could just call ahead and just let me know you're coming, if you can. If not, I will be here from 9 till 2 o'clock. And, of course, as it was already announced, we'll have our Ash Wednesday service at 6:30 that evening. So we invite you to come out either way. Amen? Amen. Yeah.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Lord, I want to be a Christian. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart.
Congregation, please be seated.
Father, we ask that you bless the offering that we're about to receive. We ask, Lord, that you bless it and every person participating, and make it be each individual's will. We ask that you also make it be exactly what is necessary for the church that we place in this spot. Be with us, dear Lord.
Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, our body in every home. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew 17th chapter, verses 1 through 9, the Transfiguration. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I can put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." These are the words of God.
again, Lord. And let us never get tired of saying that to you. It's a beautiful thing. And we ask that you bless the messages that you have going to give to us. Because, Lord, we know that you gave them to them, that they may translate them and give them to us, that we may remember them and pass them on. People with whom be with us, Lord Jesus.
Can you hear me better now? Okay, I'll just hold it. What if I say something like Transformers roll out? Does that make maybe? What is a transformer?
Sometimes they're just a color gray, or they are just a blue guy.
Okay, but what is it? Is it a car?
Yes.
Then what does it do?
Like if something's wrong or something's bad happening.
Well, do y'all know what a transformer is? Like the cars? What is it? Does it transform into something besides a car? Yes, it does, doesn't it? So it becomes something. But that's just like transformation. You know, that's like turning from something to something else. But what about a butterfly? Mm-hmm. A butterfly is a caterpillar, and then it turns into a butterfly. So that is kind of like the same thing. It transforms into something else, right? But transfiguration is a spiritual transform. Like, it turns into something. So during the scripture, it showed that God took them on the mountain, and then he showed them who he really was, right? So we don't see that necessarily here, but we have the Bible that tells us that that's what happened, right? And so that's kind of a hard thing for children to understand. I'm going to be honest, it's a hard thing for adults to understand sometimes also. Mm-hmm. But I'm so thankful that we have it in the Bible to tell us, right? But so I have something here. Have you ever seen that magic trick where you have three cups? Right? And you're supposed to watch. Here, I'll put it over here. I'll move over and I'll put it over here. So you're supposed to watch it. There's something in here. It's probably not going to work right, but there's something in here. And then you move them all around and see it's not working. It just wants to pop out. But to show children what's in, like, something that can relate to you is these cups are empty, but there's candy, and we know children love candy. So it's kind of like there's nothing in the cups and there's something good in the cups, kind of to show you, right? But before we leave, I'm going to let y'all share these. Maybe after church y'all can come see me and I'll hand them out because I didn't bring enough for everybody to have their own bag. But I want to talk about something before I let y'all go. They talked about in the sermon opening this morning about Ash Wednesday and Lent coming up. Does anybody know what that is? It's the 40 days, and it's, you...
40 days before.
So, in Lent... On Easter morning, there's hidden Easter eggs. Do you find them? Yes, yeah, sure. But let's talk about before we get there. We can't get there yet. We have to talk about before we get there. So...
Exactly. So he said, if you didn't hear, when you give up something important to you, or something that maybe means a lot to you, or something that you just want, so why do you do that? Have fun. No, you're giving it up, so that means you can't do it. So that's not going to be fun. What do you think? Let's talk about afterwards. Okay, so we give it up so we can focus on God. Okay, so we're going to give up something we like a lot of people give up candy, right? And so you're giving it up, and it's not to be necessarily like a punishment for you, but it's a reminder that maybe when you want that candy, to open the Bible and read a verse, or maybe to say a prayer for someone. So we have until Tuesday to give it up. So I would like everybody to try to give up something, right? And it doesn't have to be something huge. It doesn't have to. It's whatever your heart desires that you're going to give up for Lent. So that way you can focus on God. Okay? All right. All right, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for showing us who you are. Help us to be amazed by your glory and to shine like the sun with your love. Thank you for the Bible and thank you for the love of Jesus. In God's name we pray, amen. All right, guys, have a good week.
Good morning, dear friend. How are you? I trust that the Lord has been good to you. I know He has because you're here this morning. Amen. Our sermon this morning is about, well, it's about the transfiguration, but it's also about Jesus is the way. In fact, the title of this sermon is Jesus, or He is the way. Now, up to this point, up to chapter 17, our Lord had been preaching, and He had been telling and preparing His disciples about the things they should do. He's talking to them about discipleship. He's talking to them about grace and love. And here, and He talks to them right before the beginning of verse 1, He talks to them about He's going to have to die. He's going to have to die. And he's telling them that He's going to have to die and go to the cross. And I would imagine His disciples, they kind of said, well, gosh, Lord. Now think on this for a minute. You've been with the Son of God all this time. You've seen tons of miracles. You've seen miracles. You've seen Him heal the sick. And you've seen Him do all these things and touch and deliver people from blindness and leprosy. But now they're going to see Him do one of the most fantastic things that they've ever seen. Our Lord is going to show them just who He really is. And I thought it was interesting, and I always wonder, why Peter, James, and John? He had been teaching all the disciples, but why pick those three men? And if you read further into the Bible, into the different books and Acts and Peter, and you learn that these men, they were in His inner circle. In fact, if you look through the scriptures, you'll see that Peter, James, and John were the only disciples that were with Him on several miraculous occasion. But it's one thing that really kind of sticks out to me is He tells them, don't tell anybody. Why? Why? Why did He not want His disciples to let everybody know, you know, what they had seen? And there is a great reason for this, that. And the reason is because he had not died yet. He had not went to the cross and been resurrected. But let's move on in our passage and see what the Lord has for us this morning. As we read Matthew 17, 1 through 9, our Lord reveals his true identity to three of his 12 disciples. And also in this passage, the Heavenly Father, he spoke from heaven. And also they are forbidden from talking about what they have seen until Jesus has been raised from the dead. So we see there's a lot going on in these few verses. So the word transfigured, it means a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. You see, Jesus, he was transfigured, changed from a human form to a divine form. In other words, they saw him just as he was. He was the Son of God. He was divine. He stripped off his human nature and he put on his divine nature just so they could see, just so he could prepare them for the glory that was coming. You see, and the moment that he did this, the scripture says his face shone like the sun, and then his clothes became as white as light. You know, you could just see right through. He's transparent. Now, these disciples, you know, as I said earlier, for all the healing and all the miraculous thing, they said, this is one of the most awful, awesome and powerful things that they ever saw. You know, and it's also worth mentioning that this event happened on the top of a mountain. And this is reminiscent of what, if you recall, Bible readers in Exodus, when Moses, he went up to the top of the mountain to meet with the Almighty. His face shone when he came down. And his face, Jesus' face shone. And the disciples never got this connection until later. But what was happening here? Just as Moses, he was a liberator of the Israelites, his people. Jesus, he is a liberator of all mankind. And he's going to lead us to a better land, a better future, and definitely eternal salvation. So you see, it's one thing to be divine, which our Lord was, and it's another to be revealed as the beloved Son of God, which Jesus surely is. So if you look at Matthew 7, 5 through 8, let me read that, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. So he's showing them who he is. He's been transformed right before their very eyes. Now they see who the true Son of God is. Now they see truly he is. He's been revealed as the Son of God. They know his true identity now. Identity. And if you remember this back when the Lord said this is my Son whom I love, with it I am well pleased. This was also mentioned back when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. But he didn't say this. In this case, he said, listen to him. So this is a command for those of us who follow the Lord, that it's not just enough to hear his commands and to hear his teaching. We need to be doing his teaching and be about doing the things that he wants us to do. We need to model our lives after his love and others as he loved and follow in his footsteps. You see, his true identity is not a secret any longer. Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah, and the Father has confirmed for all to see. You see, his response to this amazing reality was this. Peter, James, and John, they immediately fell face down. They were scared to death. They were afraid. They were terrified to hear the voice of God. But of course, Jesus came along and told them, get up, don't be afraid. Now here's something for you this morning. I wonder how many of us, even today, are scared of Jesus. We're fearful of the implications that come if he really is who he claims to be. We're fearful that all these stories that we read about and hear about in church and Sunday school, what if they're really true? What if they're really true? And we're fearful that these stories, that they're roadmaps leading us back to them. So some good news for you. If that's you this morning, then I hope you're able to hear the Lord's word. He says, don't be afraid. You see, Jesus is gentle. And his heart is humble. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the beloved God given for the salvation of all mankind. In our Bible, Jesus is quoted as saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Many folks use this to say that the only way to heaven is through Jesus. The only way that you can get to the Father is through Jesus. And the scripture is certainly correct. That is the only way. And this is the foundation that his disciples, they taught on. And this is what we teach on, that Jesus, he is the only way. Now, let's look at verse 9, the final verse. He told, don't tell anybody, you know, about what's going on until he had been raised from the dead. So for us today, reading this scripture, that means that we can tell everyone about Jesus because our Lord has been raised from the dead and he sits at the right hand of the Father. You see, he is exactly who he claimed to be. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to eternal life and salvation. Now, as you look through this passage, we're able to see what Jesus is doing for Peter, James, and John. But there's a few questions that I want to ask you and challenge you with, you know, as we consider about how we may apply the fact of what we read and what we saw about the transfiguration. How can we use that in our life? Here are some questions that will help you along the way. Do we see Jesus for who he really is? Do we honor him as Savior? Has his way become our way? Do we trust him that he is the way, the truth, and the life? You know, so if you're fearful, if you can't answer those questions, you got to be truthful with yourself and with the Lord. If you can't answer those questions, then you need to see the Lord. You need to get down and say, Lord, I can't answer those questions. Can you help me with this? Help me to see you as who you really are. You see, that's what his disciples saw when they were up on that mountain. They got a chance to see him as he really was, as he really is. Now, one of my favorite questions that I like to ask myself and yours is, do I love Jesus and do I follow his teaching? And I'll close with that question this morning. Do you love him enough? Do you love him enough to follow his teaching and obey him? You see, because that's what it all comes down to, folks. You know, religion is no good if Jesus is not in it. Religion is no good if you're not following and obeying what the Lord is teaching. That's what really counts with the Lord. Are you being obedient to him? There are many paths to follow. Many paths that one can follow. On this journey, you can go down a lot of roads. eternal life. But there is only one that leads to eternal life, salvation. And that's the road that I hope and pray that we take. This is a path through Christ, back to the Father, and into heaven. I pray that we know who He really is. And I pray that we know that He is the only way. And this morning I pray that we will follow and obey His commandments. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to You, Lord. Help us, Lord, to understand that You are the way. And Lord, during this invitation, I pray that You will speak to hearts. That You, Lord, if something's not right, that they would get it right. Not with me, but with You. And I pray, Lord, that before we leave this place, that everything would be in proper place with their soul. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As we prepare for the invitation this morning, I want you to remember one thing this morning. One thing. That you can't do anything without Christ. Amen. We can't do anything without it. So this morning, I challenge you this morning during the invitation. I challenge you to get your life right if it's not right. And I also challenge you to submit to the Lord. He's calling you, touching you, saying, look, I need you to stop doing what you're doing and follow me. The invitation is open to anyone this morning who wishes to come to the altar to pray, to say, Lord, help me. You just want to come and just say thank you. The altar is open for anyone who wishes to come.
Would you stand for our invitation in Christ, whose glory fills the sky?
Christ, whose glory fills.
Let me hear you spell it again. Go.
Christ, whose glory fills the sky, Christ, the truth, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise. I am Lord, the strength of night, His strength from on high be near, His glory in my heart appear. Mark the cheerless in the morn, on a cup of heat thy lightning, for this is the day's return, in thy mercy bring my sleep, and the inward light impart, cheer my eyes and warm my heart.
Yes, Lord. May be seated. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May He hold you tight and keep you close. But also may you hold on to Him and keep Him close. Amen? Amen. Let us prepare for our communion this morning, for the Lord's Supper, for our time with the Lord this morning. Our communion liturgy is found on page 12 in your hymnals. Page 12. And we will start with the invitation. Page 12 is also up on the screen. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, all who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. And we have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, before you pray to the Lord in silence, I must remind you or warn you, if you will, that make sure things are right between you and God before you partake of the at the Lord's table. Amen. The Lord, He wants you to all sins forgiven. He wants, if there's something in your life, you got something against your neighbor or anybody, you need to get that straight before you take communion. Ask the Lord for forgiveness, and we can do that right now. At this time, so we all offer our prayer of repentance at this time in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Great Thanksgiving on page 13.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
The Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and make with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, he gave thanks to you, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray.
Our Father,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Communion stewards, would you come forward, please? Also, as you come forward, don't forget about the two agape baskets that are here down for the agape offering, love offering. Back. Both sides from the back. If you're not able to come to the front, we will bring the communion, we'll bring the elements to you. If you're not able to come, open table. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Take and drink all of it. And remember what the Lord has done for you. And when you finish, you may offer up your prayers and return to your seats. This is his body. This is his body that was broken for you on the cross. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Take and drink. And remember, always remember what Jesus did for you. Amen. Did we miss it? Did we miss anybody? Oh. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sin. Take and drink. Amen. 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 And remember, remember what the Lord has done for you. Once you finish, you may return to your seat. Shed for you and for others for the remission of sin. Amen. Amen. The Gala's going to play us a real foot-stomping happy song. Happy song. And we want you to stand. Amen. The Bible tells us that when they finished with that supper, they all got up and they sang a song. So if you would, please stand up. Stand, and we're going to sing. What are we going to sing? Anything. 701's good. 701.
The victory.
wrong pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling, days are over, not a shadow, not a star. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Hallelujah! Amen. Amen.
Amen. And then we're here. Give hugs to your grandmother.
Let us thank the Lord for the service we've received this morning, and let us also remember Psalm 134, praising the Lord in his house at night. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let us bless him and Zion this day and forever.
Stand for our closing hymn. Stand up and bless for Jesus.
Stand up and bless the Lord, ye people of his choice. Stand up and bless the Lord your God with heart and soul and voice. Though high above all graves, above all blessings high, who would not fear his holy name and laud and magnify? Oh, for the living flame from his own altar brought, to watch our lips, our minds in spark and green. Stand up and bless the Lord, ye people of his choice. Stand up and bless the Lord your God with heart and soul and voice.
Go in peace.